Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's a Saturday morning. Happy St. Patrick's weekend to you if you are Irish, as I am, partially. So I'll be going out and celebrating this evening and tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope your week was good if you're working, retired, or on vacation. Thank you so much for taking time out to listen to my brief little podcast that I do. I appreciate it greatly. And if you ever want to leave me a comment or if you have a story you really want to share with me, personal experience, that'd be great. I can read it here on the podcast if you'd like. If not, that's fine. You can look for me on iTunes under my podcast name. Anchor has it, I believe, and Spotify and the whatever else platform you're using. You look for me. Leave a comment if you want to. If you're not, that's fine too. My plan was to go online and find some really good personal Irish, Scottish ghost stories. But I found nothing that I found interesting enough to read. Most of it was all public places of past stories, past history. I like history, but with current modern stories to go with it to show that, yes, it's still existing, even though the building was made, you know, built in 1700s or 1800s. So I give up after 2 hours. So I'm not going to read the stories from Ireland like I was hoping to. So, but as far as me, my house has been quiet. Me and my team member from Females of the Supernatural, we're still going to do the Baraboo public investigation. We're just trying to get a weekend together where we can do it. And then there's something coming up in October for Milwaukee because they have like a Paracon here in Milwaukee. It happens like every other year. Last year, they couldn't do it. The 2 years prior to that, they did do it. And I did go 1 year and it was a lot of fun. Excellent price. And they have vendors and booths and things like that, speakers. It was really good. I liked it. No big celebrities from the paranormal field, which is fine. Although I think Katrina Wildman went a couple years ago, but I wasn't able to go that year. Anyways, so I'm not going to be reading any stories from Ireland as I was hoping I would. Just nothing out there that I found interesting enough to read. My team member has not gotten back to me on that residential possibility case that's still pending on that too. If it comes through, I will let you know of that. If I do the Baraboo investigation, I'll let you know of that. And recently, I do watch paranormal shows to get ideas of what different teams are using, what products are out there, what equipment is out there. And I don't have like the SLS camera. I have the EVP recorder. I do have a ghost box of my own. I have a ghost detector. I don't have an EMF detector, but the ghost detector that I have, basically it's the same thing. It's just a scaled down version of it. And I was thinking, when I first got into the paranormal field, when I moved out here to Wisconsin, I found something online and I approached the team, and they were called Glass at the time, which they're no longer. When I went with the team, I keep in mind I was green, so I really didn't know. I know that's what I wanted to do, is learn more about ghosts and communicating and all that. Well, they're very scientific and very skeptical. And when we would do investigations, their theory was not to use a ghost box. You could do EVPs and talk to the spirits, but not provoke, which I get. I wouldn't provoke now anyways. But the more I think about it, when you go to the person's house or business's house, the ghost is right there, spirits there. They want to communicate. They have a story they want to tell, right? They need help, or they just have something to say. Or maybe they don't know they've passed on. So if you use a ghost box, it's just another way of communicating with the ghost, like as if you're using EVP. Same concept. So now that I have my own team, I am going to be the one. I will have that ghost box. And I will use the ghost box because that's a way to communicate. I will use EVPs just like usual. There's an experiment that I saw online or on one of the TV shows I really am anxious to try, but you need 2 people to do it. I can't do it by myself. I really want to try that, so I'm looking forward to that experiment. It's a great experiment. I think it's been done by other ghost teams, kind of, but in a different way. So I don't feel that if I use a ghost box, I'm not doing anything different if I were doing EVP. You're doing the same thing. You're opening up that door to have those spirits communicate with you. And I do believe that it's true that spirits do have a story. They have something to say. That's why they're there. They're not there to just hang out. They may be lost or unfinished business, which sounds very cliche, but it's true. So if we ever do get an investigation, I do plan on using those items that I have. That it's almost like, I think they think if you use the ghost box, you're bringing in more, like if you're using a Ouija board or something, but I don't believe in that. So that's what I'm going to be doing going forward. And I've used an app with my phone at this one location, which actually is a pretty good app. And they've never contacted me saying, "Oh my God, after you left, it's gotten worse." Nothing like that. So there's so much going forward versus what happened in the past. I think there's a lot of things that were thought back then that going forward is not true. What was thought of back then, like if you use a ghost box or if you use the Ouija board or if you use this, that, and the other, it's going to antagonize and create more worry for the homeowner or business. But I'm finding that's not true. The ghosts are there to communicate with somebody. They're making noises to get your attention for some reason. They need to be heard. They want to be heard. But that's just my thought, my opinion. So, my team, Female Investigators of the Supernatural, that's the way we'll be doing things. There's just her and I right now, which is fine because we don't have any cases. There's no point in having a big team standing by. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll grow. I don't know. And I'm still learning tarot, doing the tarot deck and an oracle deck. It's kind of interesting. I'm still very, very new. I still need to learn the cards better. And like I said in the past, I may do a reading for a friend here and there and see how accurate I do with the cards. So that's it for now. If anything comes up, I'll be doing a podcast. Unfortunately, I can't not do it tomorrow, just today. Otherwise, this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off. Have yourself a great St. Patty's weekend. Enjoy. And if you don't celebrate, that's fine. Just have a great weekend like always. Mrs. Paranormal signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.